Hey, welcome to our pre-show here. It is the, it's the 30th, man. Huh? I got a lot of shit I got to do today. Well, I've already paid the mortgage. It's the do-it-yourself world of Phil Hendry. Of course, you pay the mortgage yourself, but everything is done by way of, do you have a banking app? Everything I do is by way of apps now. Fucking bank apps. Pharmacy, you know, my doctor, you know, check in now for your doc, you know. What else, man? There's a thing called Google. I'm just kidding about that. But, you know, I want to say one thing here, and I don't want to be an asshole about this, but I hope that people will understand this. I say this to you guys, my BSPs, because I think you'll get it. You know, like I said, I'm not a big fan of social media. I'm there out of necessity. And here's the thing. It doesn't mean I don't love and respect and honor and, you know, all that groovy shit. People that I have gotten to know. I mean, I don't really think you have a relationship with someone unless you actually know them in a physical sense. You've met them. But be that as it may, my Facebook friends page is like for what passes as a friend on Facebook. And that is, in my opinion, just giving you my opinion. In my opinion, that's that is people with common interest. Okay. People that have somewhat matching ideas about life, let's put it that way. So one thing I don't do on Facebook, and I don't do it anywhere, because it is not even intelligent, is debate people about shit. I'm not going to go back and forth with people. I don't give a fuck. It's not, I don't consider it to be a quality debate. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's smart. I don't, it's not, it's irritating. It's time consuming. It's nothing that there's no quote unquote winning a debate. Because on, you know, when you're doing that kind of shit, people are always looking to get the last word. So I don't do that. I just don't. I make a couple points. People can disagree. I make a point, and then it's got to end within a couple, three comments. It's over. Now here's the thing. If people have shit to say it on your page. Don't come over to my fucking page and say, let me just start unburdening myself of all this shit that I think. Because if I don't dig it, if I don't agree with it, if I don't like it, I'm gonna unfriend your ass or whatever I do, you know, or delete the comments or something. It's just what it is. It's controlling content, and everybody does it. Don't tell me that, you know, people don't do that. You control the environment you're in order to make it conducive for, you know, other people and make it conducive for whatever traffic you're looking to promote. Now, some people may say, I like chaos. I like mayhem. Good for them. You know, have fun. I don't. Some people may say, I like to just have everybody just say whatever the fuck they want. That's great. Fine. Do that. I don't. I mean, so yeah, you know, I had a whole bunch of commentary today about some meme from that I put up, and it got to the point where I was like, okay, enough, you know. And I, you know, I'm not one of those guys. I don't need to have 5,000 friends. Is that the limit? That's the limit. I don't need to have, you know, 5,000 fucking friends. Because if you have 5,000 friends, it is a fucking guarantee that about 1,000 of them are assholes you would never in your life hang out with in real life. You see people that have 5,000 friends? No. There's about 1,000 of those people, they wouldn't, but they like to see that number 5,000. Not me. I don't give a shit. I would rather have, what do I got? I got 4,938 friends on Facebook. That's fine. That's good enough. That works just great. Where is it? 4,800 and, that's the wrong one. It's funny. Funny picture there. I got 4,939. Four Milwaukee Lions, Bozo's Pet Pills. Yeah. Thanks, Alan. Alan Grooms just sent me a Bozo's Pep Pills thing logo. I love that logo. Well, you know what? I'll just do it. I'll do a screenshot. Milwaukee Lions. Those are the days. Shit, this fucking, my phone's running out of juice. Hold on. All right. Do-do-do-do-do. Where's the thing, man? Here it is. Okay. I'm going to save this. Fuck. Ah, my nose itches. My nose is itching, man. All right. Oh, man. Got Ben, who is one of our listeners, Ben Baltus, is He and his wife have a rescue dog, Plum, 8 years old. She was found in the desert in Dubai at a very young age, in the fucking desert. They took her from Dubai to Pakistan and then here to the States, because he's a teacher. He and his wife teach. And they taught overseas for a while. She survived the she survived the climate change better than we did. She probably loves the cool weather, man. I guess they're back home in Wisconsin. All right, what the fuck is this? Oh, is this from Lauren? Well, okay, man. Let me see here. So, all right, so we do that. 75, is that 4,000? Yeah. Oh, look at this. Where did I get all this fucking money all of a sudden? What the fuck is this? Pending credit? What are you talking about, man? All of a sudden, I got an extra $5,000 in my business account, and where the fuck did that come from? There's a check that they processed, which was good. I put money into the account. Okay. I don't get it, man. I put money into the fucking account. Did they pay me already? You can't fucking pay me, man. So I don't pay myself until the middle of November. And that can't be, that's not near enough. I pay myself way fucking more. I'm not at all clear on what happened there. Not at all. No. Excuse me. Well, all right. We'll figure this shit out. Don't worry about it, man. Nobody gives me $5,000 and gets away with it. No one gives me $5,000 and just walks right out of the room. You better explain yourself. All right, man. I don't know, dude. Speaking of Facebook, I started following this group, American Football League Anthology is what it's called, AFL. A lot of you guys don't know. You're young. Who can blame you? The American Football Conference, the National Football Conference. These are the two conferences of the National Football League. The American Football Conference is comprised of teams that were in a completely independent league once upon a time called the American Football League. It was a completely separate entity with a separate commissioner, and they were doing battle. They were doing blood-running battle with the National Football League. They were signing guys. They were driving up the prices. They were, everything you can imagine it was. They started in 1960 with Joe Foss as their commissioner. They got a bunch of millionaires, guys with nothing but fucking money. One of them, Lamar Hunt and the Hunt brothers, all of these guys with, you know, made out of money. The Hilton family from the Hilton hotels. They had, who the fuck else? Harry Wismer, who was a former broadcaster. They had a lot of bread. They also had a franchise in Minnesota. But guess what? Minnesota, which was going to join the American Football League, decided, fuck that, we'll join the NFL. How about that? So that was a little bit, so there's some bad blood, and the American Football League was formed. Had a team in Los Angeles, the LA Chargers. They had a team in Dallas, the Dallas Texans. You know? So they had eight teams, and they commenced. That was the American Football League. By 1966 and then 1969, they expanded by two teams. First, I believe the Miami Dolphins came in 66, 67. Then along came the Cincinnati Bengals. So those were the two expansion teams. All of the teams of the American Football League were viable, making money, ready to kick fucking ass. By 1966, and Al Davis was a big, I don't know if Al Davis took over as commissioner, but he was kind of the driving force behind a lot of shit. And he said, let's keep sticking it to these guys. And by 1966, the NFL said, fuck it, let's merge. And they merged. Now, somebody said, are you going to retain the name American Football League? And at that time, Foss said, no, that was never the goal. The goal was never to be the American Football League. The goal was to make sure that all 10 of our teams were viable, money-making, and stayed in business. That's what we wanted. We want all of these markets to be football markets. And they did. They succeeded. And the National Football League agreed to merge or incorporate these 10, now 10 teams of the American Football League. And they added three more to form a 13-team conference because they had 26 teams at that time. And to divide 26 in half, you've got 13 and 13. Well, the AFL came in with only 10, so they put three clubs, and those all had to be voluntary. They said, any of you schmucks want to join? They like said, yeah, how about yesterday? The Pittsburgh Steelers, because they were getting their fucking asses kicked in the National Football League, you know, at large. The Baltimore Colts and the Cleveland Browns. All three of them said, fuck yeah, we'll join. And those three teams, the Browns, the Steelers, and the, what's the other one? God damn it. I'm losing my fucking mind. And the Colts. The Browns and Steelers formed a part of a, what is today the Central Division, you know, and it's a great division. It was, they've had fucking wars in that division. Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and what was then Houston. I don't know what's happening anymore. I don't follow the fucking league, but, so that's the AFL. And when I was a kid, I watched all the games. They were on ABC, then NBC. They had names on their uniforms. They didn't have that in the NFL. They had a wide-open fucking game. These guys, they threw the fucking ball every play. They had Elbert Golden Wheels Dabinion. They had Jan Stenerud and Pete Gogolak, and they had Jackie Kemp. Not Jack, Jackie Kemp. They had Cookie Gilchrist. They had Lance Allworth. They had some great fucking players and some great goddamn games. It's fantastic. And I watched them all. I love the AFL. And, of course, the first Super Bowl, I was crushed. I bet a bunch of my buddies. I was a freshman in high school. I got my ass kicked. Green Bay kicked their Kansas City's fucking ass. The next year, Green Bay kicked fucking Oakland's ass. And I thought, geez, maybe the NFL is way better. No. The Green Bay Packers were way better. It wasn't the NFL, it was the fucking Green Bay Packers. Because the next year, when it was the Jets and the Colts, man, that was a beautiful thing. The Colts walked in as 18.5-point favorite. 18.5-point favorites! And they got absolutely shut down by the Jets. They didn't know whether to flip or fall into shit. Namath had a beautifully efficient day, was hitting Sauer, was hitting Maynard. The running by Matt Snell was beautiful. The defense was fucking gorgeous with Randy Beverly and Johnny Sample picking the fucking ball off. And was a genius. What's the guy? Philbin. Philbin, the defensive end, harassing first Earl Morrill. Then they brought in Johnny Unitas. I think Unitas got the touchdown. It was 16-0. Unitas came in and got him a touchdown. It was a beautiful thing. Then the next year, people think, well, that must have been a fluke. You know, these jobs, the Colts suck. Here come the fucking Minnesota Vikings. You watch what happens when the Minnesota Vikings take on the Kansas City Chiefs. You just watch what, yeah, huh? You want to tell me about that? No, I'd rather not. Yeah, the Chiefs kicked their ass. Kicked their fucking ass. You had Buck Buchanan and Aaron Brown in the backfield. They separated Joe Capp's shoulder. He had to leave the game. They sacked him. I couldn't watch it. It was horrifying. Those two guys at 6'8", 280, 290 pounds apiece. Both of them, Jesus Christ. Both of them hit Joe Capp in the backfield. He went out. He never came back. He was in agony. They separated his fucking shoulder. It was Lenny Dawson to Otis Taylor, and great defense. It was fantastic. Beautiful game. Johnny Robinson picked, I think, had some interceptions or defense. They had, what, talk about a linebacking core. That linebacking, they had Willie Lanier. They had Bobby Bell. Was Bobby Bell a linebacker or a defensive tackle? They had some Hall of Fame guys in that defense. Hall of Fame fucking guys in that Kansas City Chief defense. So that's why I love the AFL. The All American Football League. They were on ABC. Then they went over to NBC. NBC picked up the rights, and NBC held on to those rights forever until they lost them. Well, what happened? Fox got the NFC. CBS got a hold of the AFC, and NBC was shit out of luck, is essentially what happened there. All right, man, what are we going to do with this piece of shit? Excuse my French. What, Bobby? Well, you know, Jay Santos. Jay hasn't posted since October. Holy Christ. Let me see what else, man. Well, the Winter Tackler is coming up in January. Bobby and Steve Dooley, did they already do this? Let's see.
Well, it's an interesting thing, Mr. Ender, because Dave Lodeman, who was hit over the head, was drunk out of his mind, tried to pull my tights off in front of every Christian soul.
Dave Lodeman tried to pull Steve's pants off.
Help! Dave Lodeman. Whatever. Oh, man. Oh, man. When's the last time we had Bobby on this motherfucker? I got to check the show logs. That's why, one of the reasons, if you go to Phil Hendry Show on X, we have an account over there. And every show is logged there, every show that we've done. I used to do just the classics. Now I do like the show. So here's AI, Steve Bozell, Ted Bell, General Shaw, Jack Armstrong, Chris Norton, Bob Green, Margaret Gray hosts in another AI thing, Coach Vernon Dozier concerning his problems trying to shut down his X account. That was weird, man. We had a real problem with that. Steve Bozell and Jay Santos sing a duet. The weird shit that happens there. Chef Carl Cedilli talks about barbecuing. Margaret doesn't appreciate the term meat thermometer, plus Dave Oliva. Margaret Gray is a little butthurt over the big Kenny Slag returns, but Kenny's had it rough. Spank Monkey is the French for spank monkey, which is what Jay Santos and Cesar Police, Vine Divine, spanking away. Margaret Gray, Margaret and son Jason. Where's Bobby? Christ, we had to have Bobby on it. Phil Hendry demanded hand counting ballots. Bobby Dooley talks about, God damn it. Here, Bobby Dooley. Why does this do that? Margaret Gray, where's Bobby? Bobby told about Spanx. That was on November 15th. Frank Gray, guest host after Phil lays an egg. Frank Gray recounts a bad golf weekend. Tweedledee, Nevada. Chris Norton discusses his appearance at the UCB. Phil is one-on-one with Doug. I got to think of a show. I want to do another show at UCB. Probably, you know, like the one I did at UCB in Hollywood. And I had Horatio Sanz. We had Angela Hoover. And we had James Adomian, and we had some stand-up comics doing sets in between me coming out in character. And I was thinking, that's what some of the guys at UCB wanted to do, and thinking that might be cool. I would love to go back and do that. I love that theater. Really love that theater. All right. I wanted to move over there, in fact. I don't know why I haven't. I wanted to sell this fucking house. This is before, though, I got girlfriends, you know. What happened was Lauren and I got together, and Jackie and I have gotten together, and I all of a sudden just stayed put. I was going to sell, and I was going to move back into L.A. and actually relocate down in East Hollywood there. I don't know. Best laid plans. You want to get going, man? This is the longest goddamn pre-show. We're going to edit it down. Don't worry about it. Now who gets the blame? Was that a Monday show? That must have been a Monday show. Yeah. 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, it was a Friday show. Is what it was. Exploding ass implants. Okay, I'm done. Here we go. Bobby and Steve are where? There we are. All right, here we go. Let me see, man. All right, baby.